So we haven't had a Sunday angel service for quite some time. I took a little bit of a break from them when I was going through the really busy period of work and was starting to feel a bit overwhelmed. And then the first Sunday angel service we didn't do because I just on the Friday before had my second COVID jab and I was feeling, to say the least, a little bit ropey. And it's never a good idea to give messages when you're not feeling 100% because they can come out a little bit weird and wacky. I remember once doing a reading for somebody when I had flu and seeing a giant praying mantis over their head clairvoyantly. And then my guide saying to me, Edwin, that's a hallucination. It's not a genuine clairvoyant vision. You need to stop this reading straight away. So that was a really good learning experience for me. And now if I'm feeling in any way, shape or form dodgy, I won't do any kind of clairvoyance or give any readings to people for fear that I might, you know, give them another giant praying mantis, which wouldn't be a genuine angelic visitation, needless to say. So we're going to start, as we do with the Sunday angel services, with an opening prayer. Now, I'm happy to admit that I'm more than a little obsessed with this evening's opening prayer. I have fallen in love with it. I'm not sure who created it. I'm not sure where it comes from. I couldn't find the source of it when I looked online. I'm not even sure where I found it from, to be honest. But wherever they are, whoever they are, I send them my heartfelt appreciation for it because I think it's a really beautiful prayer. And so I apologize if followers, you've heard me say this prayer recently. You may hear me say it again because, like I say, I'm just a bit obsessed with it because I think it's really beautiful. So I would like you to close your eyes, please, and just listen to the prayer and just use it as a bit of a moment to relax and to ground and center yourself and give yourself permission to be fully in the moment and reach out through the prayer so that you can make your connection with the divine. O wondrous creators of life, as the moon, the stars, and the sun shine in accordance with your plan, as the galaxy, filled with teeming life, evolves in its journey back to you, we beseech with humble heart that we too may unfold our soul's purpose, the higher, brighter path that you in your mysterious and infinite wisdom would surely have us tread. We ask, O great God and Goddess, that your everlasting love transforms our every word, thought, and action, and that our steps be straight and true in our sacred journey back to you. O gods of the universe, authors of its laws, may we light the way for others as a living instrument of your peace. May the wonder of our destiny be fulfilled and your divine will be done. Let it then be so. So mote it be. Amen. Okay, you can take a few breaths and open your eyes. Now, I would imagine that some of you might be expecting me to do something today about the Lion's Gate portal. But to be honest, it has never really resonated with me, the Lion's Gate portal. I'm not saying that it's not real. I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. I'm not saying that it's not true. I'm just saying that I've never really connected with it. I've never really been drawn to do anything about it. I've never really consciously felt the repercussions of it. So I thought it would be rather disingenuous of me to give a Sunday service on something that I don't particularly feel connected or aligned to. So I had a look to see if today had any other specific importance. And to my surprise, I discovered that today is National Happiness Happens Day. Founded in 1999 by the Secret Society of Happy People as Admit Your Happy Day, Happiness Happens Day was created to recognize and express happiness. August the 8th was chosen as it is the anniversary of the first membership in 1998. Now, as this is an angel service, I wanted to find the angel of happiness. And the angel of happiness is an angel that some of you are very familiar with, the Archangel Haniel. So we tend to think of Haniel as being the Archangel of unconditional love or cosmic love, but also she is the Archangel or the Archia. Archia is the traditional word used for a female Archangel of happiness. Haniel means joy of God. So I scrabbled together some pictures of her different versions to show you as I just chitter away about her a little. Haniel, also known as Hananel, Anneel, Hanael, or Aniel, is an angel in Jewish law and angelology. Now, it tends to be the case that when you encounter an angel who has lots of names, that alludes to the importance of the angel. So we already know by the very fact that Haniel has a variety of different names that she is a very important angel. She is often listed as one of the great seven archangels alongside Uriel, Raphael, Michael, Azrael, Gabriel, and Samuel. Haniel is generally associated with the planet Venus and is the archangel of the Sephiroth Netzach. That's the fruit or sphere on the tree of life in the Kabbalistic system. She is connected to the Sephirah Netzach. The name Haniel probably derives from Hebrew Hana, which means joy and pleasure, which are qualities associated with Venus, plus the suffix El, which means of God. So joy or pleasure of God. One of the other interesting things about Haniel is that she is one of the archangels who is encrypted in the Sigillum de Ameth of Dr. John Dee and Edward Kelly. Now, this is the true and original seal. This is a giant wax circular tablet, much, much bigger than a dinner plate, and quite thick, maybe kind of half a foot thick. Dr. John Dee was Queen Elizabeth I's astrologer, and he was also a magician who was very into conjuring angels. And he, along with his channel or medium, Edward Kelly, who's a dreadful drunk, brought forward language for the angels called Enochian. And this, the Sigillum de Emeth, was a conjuring talisman that was used to call the angels. So the Dee's crystal ball, which was a tiny little thing about the size of a small orange, made out of beryl, which you can also see in the Museum of Mankind along with this wax tablet in the Enlightenment Room, was placed on a tripod on top of this wax tablet, and visions would appear inside the crystal ball that Edward Kelly could see of the angels. And Haniel is one of the angels featured on this talisman. And you can find this if you go online, if you type in Sigillum Dei Ameth or Dr. John Dee's Sigillum, you'll find it. It's quite easy to spot on Google Images. So I thought, first and foremost, we would do a meditation to connect with the Archangel Haniel, a meditation which is based upon a meditation that I created when we went into the second lockdown. I created a series of free to download from the website meditations called Lockdown Meditations. And it's based upon one of those meditations, the meditation to release sadness and embrace happiness, optimism, and joy. But I've tweaked it to make it a little bit more Archangel Haniel. And then after the meditation, we will have a brief channeling directly from the angel before we do the angel messages. Now, final thing to show you before we plunge into the meditation then is we're going to use in the meditation this symbol, the symbol of a candle burning, a single flame burning in our heart. And this concept idea of the candle burning in the heart is linked to the sacred heart symbol, which is a Christian symbol often seen in the hearts of the Mother Mary, but also the Master Jesus. This is rather splendid stained glass window of a very traditional sacred heart. So we're going to use that symbolism, the candle, the sacred heart, in the meditation. So if you get yourselves nice and comfortable, I'm going to find some lovely music to put on. This is one of the many pieces that Andrew has composed, and this is a piece of music called Divine Connection. So just take a few moments to make yourself as comfortable as you can be. Make sure that you are warm and cozy, that you have good lower back support. You can, of course, always sit cross-legged on the floor if you would prefer. Take a moment to have a good wiggle around, to wiggle your toes, shake any tension free from your hands or your shoulders. Give your neck a very gentle twist and turn. Make sure your shoulders are nice and loose, that the chest is nice and open. And allow your seat to take your full weight. And then close your eyes. Listen to the sound of my voice, the sound of the music, and gently allow yourself to begin to float away into a state of peace and stillness. Allow all other awarenesses, such as the temperature in the room and the weight of your clothes, to fade into the background. Allow any intruding thoughts from your day to float through your consciousness like clouds floating through the sky. Acknowledge the thoughts, but release them. Don't engage with them or entertain them, but simply allow them to sail on by. Breathe in, breathe out. Continue to adjust your position until you are absolutely and completely comfortable. And then bring your focus to your heart. Imagine in this space, centered in your body, a small, flickering, brilliant white candle flame. Your flame of happiness, hope, and joy. Over the past year and a half, this gentle light may have become diminished, weakened, drained by the circumstances and situations that have been above and beyond your control. Now, in order to open both mind and heart and body to the new possibilities of happiness, hope, and joy that lie ahead, we need to feed this flickering flame with power, energy, and light. And to help us do this, we'll call upon the Archangel Haniel, the Archia of happiness and love. Place your hands over your heart to breathe in and out. And echo these words as I speak. Archangel Haniel, angel of love and beauty, angel of happiness and joy, great archangel of the planet Venus, we invoke thee. We call upon thy presence thy power and thy grace, and ask for thy blessing in our quest for happiness and hope. Now I want you to bring your focus to bear on those things that bring you happiness and joy. People, places and memories, things, tastes and textures, objects and activities that fill you with pleasure and delight. Walks in nature, time with friends, hugs and kisses and warm blankets, sleepy, lazy mornings, sound of laughter, sound of music, art and literature, pets and family, celebrations and parties, wine, hot chocolate, the delicious smell of good food cooking, the wondrous aroma of summer flowers, the warmth of the summer sun. When we bring our attention to the good and positive things in our life, when we acknowledge them and give thanks for them, we open a space in our heart and mind and body and spirit for more good things to come. We draw to ourselves the like of that of which we have known. We feed the flame of happiness and hope inside, radiate its light for all to see. Focus your thoughts and your memories on these gifts, and as you do so, feel the flame of light inside you grow, magnified by Haniel's blessing. Feel the light reaching out into the space around you, your body illuminated and energized. Feel the light washing over those around you, those near, those dear, those parted by space and time. Share a little of your happiness with them and the world, sure in the knowledge that the more light you shine, the more light and love and happiness you will receive in time. Keep breathing in and out. Keep your thoughts focused on this joy and the sharing of this radiance. And in a moment, I will speak the words of the Archangel Haniel, who will impart to you and for you a message. There are those who believe that they have lived a life devoid of happiness. There are those who believe that although they have known happiness, they have lost it and will never return to it. There are those who believe that happiness can no longer be found. The truth is that each and every one of you have known happiness in your life. When you were a baby in your mother's arms, when you were a child, laughing with delight at the wonders of the world experienced for the first time. As you grew, and your awareness of love grew with you, happiness was known and experienced and became part of your spirit and your soul. And even though, as you journey You will and will have and will again know darkness, sorrow, and sadness. There will always be a moment of happiness that in time will come. For happiness is eternal, like love. It cannot end, it simply changes, it takes on a different form and appearance. It is felt and known in a different way, under a different name. But it is always present, always waiting beyond the darkness to guide us back to ourself and back to the divine. So if you stand in darkness now, in sorrow, in shame or guilt or grief, I need you to know that happiness lies before you. You may not be able to see it or feel it, but it is there. A guiding star, a constant and yet at times invisible companion, but waiting to welcome you to its breast again. And for those of you that know happiness now, that feel it and delight in it, I need you to share it with those people around you, to share the truth of it, to pass it on, to be generous with its delight, knowing that by do so, you do not weaken or dilute its presence in your life, but rather strengthen and magnify it, creating more happiness that will in time return to you. And to all of you, I need you to know that happiness is not a grand gesture. It is not an over-generous gift. It is something that can be inspired simply with a smile or a gesture of thoughtfulness or kindness. It is something that we can share each and every day. And by so doing, transform someone's life completely. So to you all I say, be ambassadors of happiness. Each and every day in some small way, endeavor to share a little love and laughter and joy with your world. And remember, to call upon my name in both the darkest moments and the ones of brightest joy. In love then, and in light, take these words given in truth, and may they be a blessing. Now slowly I want you to bring your awareness away from the light and the candle flame in your heart, leaving it in place, letting it continue to shine and glow, its pure power radiating out into the greater universe as it feeds you within, but returning your awareness now back to the world around you. Give thanks to the Archangel Haniel for her blessing and her presence and her love. Breathe in and out a little more deeply. Breathe down through your legs, extending roots of red energy, down through the soles of your feet, deep and wide down into the planetary body. Breathe a little energy into your solar plexus and sacral center. Protect yourself if you feel the need in your usual way. Become aware of the weight of your body, the temperature in the room, the feel of your clothes, the chair and floor beneath you. Breathe in and out just a little bit more deeply. And when you feel ready, when you feel centered and grounded and calm, open your eyes and return.